Realty. There is an alternative.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We survived the week, everybody, or at least nearly. Still got this big show between here and the quitting time, at least for many of you. And we are putting forth a good effort. We're not mailing it in this Friday. You know, sometimes Dom used to mail it in on Fridays. Not so much today. Dom's been downright enthusiastic and spry all week long. And Dom will join later in this big show in the 5 o'clock happier happy hour. I know many have been happy. My little buddy is back. Also, going to have another co-devil in the 4 o'clock hour, Bill McCoshin. I'm just done trying to title this man. He's just a Republican buddy of mine. We're going to talk some politics on the air today. He was a Republican buddy of the four-term Tommy Thompson. He was his chief of staff. And, you know, look him up. Tommy did some things. So anyways, we got Bill, we got Dom, we've got airing up the grievances. It's Friday. That's what we do here. 844-967-2789. And the phone lines, normally I don't take them right away. Today, we're going to consider taking the phone calls. And I'm especially speaking to our friends listening on AM 950, KTNF, up in Minneapolis. Because there is some breaking news at this hour. This just broke in the last, 45 minutes. Kim Potter, the cop, the former Minnesota police officer, you know, the one that drew her gun when she meant to draw a taser. And she fatally shot Dontre Wright during a traffic stop. Well, she was sentenced today, 2 years. 2 years. Man's dead, 2 years. Now, we don't normally see the cops convicted. And 2 years doesn't quite feel like justice to me, but, you know, let's read on. This reporting from CNN. The sentence comes nearly 2 months after Potter was convicted of first and second degree manslaughter. So she was convicted on two counts. Prosecutors had requested 7 years and 2 months. While Potter's attorneys had argued, hard for me to argue with this mouth, argued for a lesser sentence, pointing to her lack of a prior criminal history and remorse. Certainly, I have no doubt she had remorse. Potter will be required to serve 2/3 of her sentence in prison or 16 months, according to state law, with good behavior. She will be eligible for supervised release for the remaining third. 16 months. Convicted. First and second degree manslaughter. Trained, you know, left hand, right hand. Taser goes in the non-dominant, non-shooting hand. And I've seen the video. We've all seen the video. You pay attention. You folks are newsy kind of folks. You've seen the video. I don't know that she meant to do that. Certainly, I don't think she meant to draw her service revolver and kill a guy. She did mean to tase him. She did call taser, taser, taser. And she did show, I would say, immediate remorse. Some for the victim, perhaps, but she didn't chase the victim. She felt like she was soon going to jail. I think she expressed as much. In justifying that, the Hennepin County judge is Regina Chu. Called the sentence an extremely difficult decision. In justifying it, she pointed to several mitigating factors, saying it was undisputed that Potter never intended to use her gun. Apparently, that was never presented at trial either. I don't think anyone thought she meant to do that. Chu told the court she took into account the four reasons for incarceration. Four reasons, according to the judge. Retribution, incapacitation, deterrence, and rehabilitation. I don't see him putting a lot of emphasis on that last one, but anyways, saying retribution would be the only purpose served in Potter's case. There rightfully should be some accountability, she said, but Potter is a cop who made a tragic mistake. She drew her firearm thinking it was a taser and ended up killing a young man. She called the case highly unusual, noting two other cases involving police tried in that court. The other officer cases tried in this court are distinguishable, she said, alluding to the cases of Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murdering George Floyd, and Mohamed Noor, who was convicted in the death of Justine Rozchek. And I apologize on that name. This is not a cop found guilty of murder for using his knee to pin down a person for 9.5 minutes as he gasped for air, she said. This is not a cop found guilty of manslaughter for intentionally drawing his firearm and shooting across to his partner and killing an unarmed woman who approached his squad. Wright's family was completely stunned by the sentence, their attorney Ben Krupp said in a statement. While there is a small sense of justice because she will serve nominal time, the family is also deeply disappointed there was not a greater level of accountability, the statement said. The judge's comments at sentencing showed a clear absence of compassion for the victim in this tragedy, and were devastating to the family. Shortly before she was sentenced, and I don't know, those of you that listen here on the Devil Radio Network, you heard the AP News, the Associated Press, played the remorseful Kim Potter, the soon-to-be sentenced defendant, speaking to the court. Shortly before she was sentenced, Potter tearfully apologized to Wright's family, saying, I am so sorry that I brought the death of your son, father, brother, uncle, grandson, nephew, and the rest of your family. I'm sorry I broke your heart. I do pray that one day you can find forgiveness, the officer said, only because hatred is so destructive to us all. Yeah. Potter's tears trump justice, Wright's mother said. And we are going to take your reactions to the sentencing decision in the case of Kim Potter. 2 years. That is the sentencing decision. And that means effectively about 16 months with good behavior. And the accused, now convicted. Convicted on two charges, first and second degree manslaughter. And of course, for those that, can't keep them all straight, let's just say, Kim Potter was the police officer that thought she drew her taser, but drew a sidearm and killed a man. This is a problem. Again, this is the mother, Wright's mother, Dontre Wright, the victim in this case. After Friday's hearing, Wright's mother told reporters her family was very disappointed with the sentence. This is the problem with our justice system today. White women's tears trumps justice. Katie Wright said she thought her own white women tears would be good enough, she said, because they're true and genuine. Wright's father similarly expressed his strong discontent with Potter's sentence. I feel cheated. I feel hurt. They were so tied up into her feelings and what's going on with her, Aubrey Wright said, referring to Potter, that they forgot about my son being killed. Earlier Friday morning, Wright's parents, two siblings, and the mother of his child stood at the podium in court and urged the judge to impose the maximum possible sentence. Wright's mother said Potter was a police officer that took an oath to serve and protect for 26 years, but not on this day. On this day, she did not protect. She failed Dante, our family, and our community. China Whitaker, the mother of Wright's son, Dante Wright Jr., said in her own victim's impact statement that Potter had taken away her son's best friend. The two-year-old doesn't fully understand his father's absence, but he senses it, she said. She sometimes finds her son staring at a poster of his father in his bedroom. And when shown photos or videos of Wright, the child smiles, she said, and says, "Dada." The son shouldn't have to wear a rest in peace shirt of his dad, Whitaker said, asking for the maximum sentence. So the breaking news, 2 years is the sentence on two convictions and 16 months with time served. Good behavior. 844-967-2789. If you want to react, call now. AM 950 listeners, KTNF. If you're calling from Minneapolis, we'll try to throw you to the top of the list, but you better start dialing. Once again, 844-967-2789. Kurt from West Allis. Welcome, Kurt. What do you got for us?
I am so happy. 5:40 a.m. in Milwaukee. How awesome is that?
I think it's pretty awesome, Kurt. Pretty excited about the whole thing.
I'm really excited about it. I was flipping through the stations the other day. I'm like, oh, no way. Devil's Advocates have that on Milwaukee stations. All right.
Yes, sir. That's a pretty new advent. We came back. We're on WAUK, 5:40 a.m. in, I guess that's technically, you know, Waukesha, Milwaukee. And then 101 FM in the Shaw. And we're very proud of both signals. And I was down there talking to the Democratic Party very briefly. I wasn't scheduled speaker, but I took a brief opportunity to tell all the fine Democrats in Waukesha County about us last night. And I think most of them wrote it down, Kurt. Hopefully they put it on their cars as well.
I hope so, too. I hope they start advertising you guys, too, you know.
Kurt.
Because you have a big, you got a big following. I mean, hopefully.
Well, I thought you were going to say a big mouth. Kurt, you got quick Friday grievance for us before we roll to the break?
I do. I really feel bad that the police department in all around the United States has gotten so racist. Not all of them, but some of them, and it's really shown it would just happen in Minnesota again. You know, that person, she should have got more time than that. It's just like the same thing that happened the other day in the mall.
You think this seemingly, I'm not going to call it an unjust sentence, but it's quite a light sentence relative to what the prosecutor sought. She got 2 years. They wanted 7 years. She'll be out in 16 months. You think race played a part in this sentence?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. If it would have been shoes on the other foot, if it had been a black officer and a white young gentleman, oh, yeah, you would have seen totally different.
Kurt, appreciate you listening. We're short on time. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.